We're continuing in the Sfat Tamim by the Chafetz Chaim, and we're up to the second chapter. The previous chapter, the Chafetz Chaim had spoken about the weight of the sin of being deceitful and how a person is expected to distance himself from it. And one of the people Hashem hates is a person that is deceitful in his speech. He says one thing and he really means another. And now the Chafetz Chaim continues in the second chapter and says, "Borei ad kama gadol koach hamirma, shum katzor yamav shel adam." Come take look at how powerful deceit is, that it shortens one's life. Kmo shenemar, as the verse says in Psalms and Tehillim, "Anshei damim u'mirma lo yechtzu yemehem." People who have blood on their hands, murderers, and people who are deceitful do not live out half their days. Wow, just the juxtaposition, Anshei Damim u'mirma. And secondly, they don't live out half their days. Gam be'odo b'chayav yitbazel v'asof le'ineh kol avul zeh. Even in a person's lifetime, ultimately a person will find himself shamed publicly because of the deceit that he had. Ki midat ha-kadosh baruch hu lefarsem le'ineh kol et ha-mirma ha-temuna b'lev anshei ha-mirma. Because one of the traits of the Holy One, blessed be He, is to publicize, to show everyone the deceit that's hidden in a deceitful person's heart. Kmo shekatuv, as the verse says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, "Holech batom yelech betach, umakesh lerachav yivadea." Someone who acts in a whole manner, he is honest, he is fair with people, he can walk with confidence. Holech batom yelech betach. He can walk with confidence. Ume'akesh derachav, but one who twists his ways, yivadeya, ultimately he will be known. Upiresh agra, the gra interpreted on that verse, dezeh ha'choresh ra'a b'libo, that a person who is cultivating evil thoughts in his heart, uvisfatav midaber mirma v'tovot, yet with his lips, he speaks deceitfully, he speaks as though he wants to do good. That's a person who's twisted in his ways. When he goes to harm his friend, the evil he was plotting in his heart, he's playing this game so that his friend won't be weary, his friend won't know what's coming. So a person treats his friend in a positive way when he's constantly planning how to stick a knife in his back. But what will ultimately happen is that his friend will know, and then he will be found out because Hashem ensures that that's what happens. And that's what it says in the Medrash Shocher Tov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gove min adam ad shum farsem ma'asav. Ah, what a powerful, scary line. The Medrash says, Hashem doesn't collect from a person until he publicizes his ways, his actions. And the evil that a person intends to do to his friend will ultimately happen to him. Kmo shekatuv, as the verse says, Shocher tov yivakesh ratzon, v'doresh ra'a tevoenu. One who seeks out good will see that he too will find good, whereas one who seeks out evil will find that he himself encounters evil as well. It comes back to haunt him. Yes?
That means somebody who treats people poorly but doesn't pretend to be good in some way a little bit less evil than...
Yeah. Yeah, the Gemara says that too. Yes, the Gemara says one of the praises of Yosef's brothers is that they hated him overtly. They were wrong for hating him, but at least they were straight with him. They didn't make believe like everything was okay.
Yeah. Really emphasize how important it is not to hold a grudge in your heart. Obviously, we're playing
fun. Right.
So, what if you're trying to work on yourself, or if you don't like somebody, you're trying to... You recognize that, like, it's not good that you don't like him, but so you don't want to tell him, you don't want to, like, have that always be between you. And so you're trying to work, and you're like, no, I shouldn't feel that way. It's like, it's my problem, I'm not on a high enough level. So you can keep it in your heart and you treat him nicely, but instead, like, you like to treat him not nicely.
So I think from what we've seen so far, the Chafetz Chaim gave examples of a person that's looking to hurt his fellow man. It's not just a question of he has patience or doesn't have patience for him. You know, imagine a guy here, Machon Meir, says, I can't stand the American accent. Drives me crazy when these Americans talk Hebrew with their American accents. So would we tell him, go tell all the Americans that. Yeah, go tell all your roommates. Ani lo sovel kshe'atem medabrim iti behavara b'mivta amerikai. I don't think that's the idea. The idea is, if he'd be thinking, I'm going to prepare buckets of snow so that when they walk out of the machon, it's going to fall on their head. And he'll come and tell them, oh, it's so good to see you. I admire you guys. You come all the way from America here to Israel. And then he walks them out into the bucket of snow. You know, so that's what he's talking about, where he's plotting to do him evil. If a person knows and he's working on his own traits and he knows that he has a weakness, that certain things bother him when they shouldn't, and the other person's really okay, so I don't think that's what he's talking about. Uh-huh. So the first thing we saw in this paragraph was that deceit can shorten one's life. He quoted the verse in Tehillim. Secondly, he says, "V'yishkoch b'yad avon hazeh lo idom min chasav." This sin has the potency that it can cause a person to lose his wealth, lose his assets. Ulanisho b'cham ofanim shonim b'zeh uvabam. And this sin can bring punishment on a person in a few different ways in this world and the world to come. Mitam ki avon hazeh shel ha'mirmah hu kalul al pirov mikama v'chama avonot. And the reason is because this sin of being deceitful is usually a part of other sins. It's not just a standalone. Uv'yotel migezel vonah v'sheker. And it is a greater component than just a person who steals or is unfair in business or a person who lies. Shekol echad b'fnei atzmo hu avon chamur. And even though each of those sins on its own is a weighty sin, but deceit, when a person gets into the habit of being a deceitful person, so then that trait, it becomes a part of many, many wrong behaviors. And especially because a person who becomes accustomed to being deceitful will find himself doing this hundreds of times in his life. That's how we can understand why ultimately a person will find that the punishment is so severe. It says in the Medrash, Tana Dvei Eliyahu Zuta, in the third chapter, Hakol bara hakadosh baruch hu b'olamo. Everything you see in the world, God created. God created everything in the world. Chutz mimidat ha-sheker, there are two things that Hashem says, I didn't create. One is lie, umidat ha-avla. And the trait of being unfair, cheating someone. Shelo bara v'shelo asa otam hakadosh baruch hu. God says, I didn't do that. I didn't create that. The person creates that within his own heart. A person who does evil, he's unfair to his friend, he's doing that. I have no hand in that. Shenemar, as the verse says, Hatzur tamim paolo. Hashem's actions are whole. El emuna ve'in avel. God says, I'm trustworthy. I don't have any such concept by me as doing things that are unfair. Shenemar, the verse says, Hashem tzadik b'kirba lo yaseh avla. Ve'omer chalil alel mireshah v'shaday me'avel. Ve'omer kifo al adam mishalem lo. Me'id ani alai shamayim va'aretz. God says, so to speak, I take as testimony about me. I take as witness the heavens and the earth. Shelo nitkabtzu bnei adam lemitam. Ve'en kol briya yoredet lidei tzar. Ela mitoch achila ushtia v'simcha. She'adam ochel v'shoteh umsameach uv'ishto uvanav imnei v'to ad shu niftar levet olamo. Hashem seems to say, I swear, a person can spend his whole life without any pain. He could eat and drink and be happy with his wife and children till the day he dies. Meaning, the Yetzer Hara shows a person ways in which a person can lie and cheat and steal and cheat other people and be deceitful so that he and his family could spend his life happy and honor like wealthy people. But Hashem says, no, that's not the way of Hashem. I tell each person to live within his means. And when a person goes and starts to behave contrary to his means, and he has to cheat and steal. So he's the one who initiates these behaviors. The world could be a beautiful place. Nothing would rot. Why is it that there's a shortage of food? Why is it that food rots? Hashem says because of the fact that people let their hearts go rotten. Hashem says, I created a world where everyone could be happy. But when people try to accomplish and to take things that aren't theirs, that's when there's pain in the world. Hashem says, I didn't create a world that there had to be pain in. I didn't create a world that people had to suffer. I created a world where there's enough for everyone. And with this medrash, really, we answer something we say in benching. For years it bothered me. We say in benching, Hazan etako. Hashem gives food for everyone. We say in benching, Uvtuva gadol tamid lo chasar lanu. And God's great good, we were never lacking. So I remember in high school as a teenager, I used to ask my rebbeim, how can a person who went through Auschwitz say that? Uvtuvo agadol, in God's great good, tamid lo chasar lanu. We were never lacking. Sure, we were lacking. People lost their relatives to hunger and starvation. What does that mean, we were never lacking? Tamid lo chasar lanu. How do you say that? So the Medrash answers. The Medrash says, Hashem says, so to speak, I created a world where everything could go right, where everyone could live a happy life. The world has the potential to sustain everyone. There's enough food in this world for everyone. The question is, how will people behave with one another? But the world I created is a world where no one has to go hungry, where everyone could be happy. You could eat and drink and live a good life. The only reason there are wars and there's suffering is because people are rotten, because people chose to be rotten, because people chose to try and do things that they shouldn't do. Hashem says none of the fruits had to rot. Ela mitoch dachehin shebnei adam. Why does food have to rot? So this medrash could be understood, I think, in two ways. One way is, you could say, on a spiritual level, the reason that food rots in the world is because people are rotten in the world. But we could understand it differently. If people cared for one another, then food would never have to rot. A person would make sure his neighbor gets what he's not going to be able to eat. There are people who live that way. I have neighbors who knock on my door sometimes and say, we're not going to finish these bananas. They're going to rot by us. Why don't you guys finish them? And they bring us free bananas, and sometimes we get free oranges, and sometimes and it goes both ways. Food doesn't have to rot. So the Medrash, I think, could be understood in a simplistic way. The United States and Russia have silos of grain for years. Not months, years. They don't have a problem of Yashan in the United States because all the grain that you buy is a year or two old. You can't get this year's grain. There's so much surplus that the government has subsidies to pay the farmers not to grow their grain. The government is paying them not to grow crops. So people are dying of hunger in Somalia and throughout Africa, but the United States government is paying people not to grow their grain. The Ribbono Shel Olam says no food has to rot. It's the way people behave that food rots. People only encounter shame because of the paths that they chose. People's eyes don't go midlife if not for their behavior. You want to see the rest of the quote? I mention it in the footnote. We'll pick up there Bezat Shem next week. So what the Medrash means to say is that it's through people's lies and deceit that they bring these problems to the world. But Hashem says, I created a beautiful world. I created a world where everything could work right. The question is, where you take this world? I did give you potential to take it either way. And next, we'll see the footnote, the rest of the quote from the Medrash, and then the continuation of the Medrash, a beautiful Medrash that Rav Mordechai Elio used to like to quote about how the lie wanted to enter the teva, the sheker. Medrash about the pears that entered the teva, and then the capacity to lie wanted to enter the teva. And Noach said, who's going to be your partner? So, okay, we'll pick up Bezachim here next time.